This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Farmers here in the heartland aren't the only ones sweating out the trade war. The automakers have been doing quite well in recent years because of the strong economy and the sales of the big profitable vehicles, but Wall Street analysts worry that the profit bonanza for the car companies could be coming to an abrupt end amid concerns about escalating costs stemming from the trade disputes. And USA Today reports consumers might have to pay some of the bill, might have to pay higher car prices because of the trade disputes. From This Week in Agribusiness, there's a little more optimism in the grain trade given the recent trade news. President Trump has agreed to forego the implementation of auto tariffs against the European Union while the two sides negotiate a new trade deal. The progress comes after the European Commission president made a visit to the White House and agreed to lower trade barriers against U.S. imports. The president was quoted as saying, "Soybeans is a big deal, and the European Union is going to start almost immediately to buy a lot of soybeans," Trump said. We'll see what that amounts to, if there in fact is an increase. Oh, and there's news the NAFTA talks have resumed, and there's some optimism coming out of there from all parties involved. There's talk of a deal likely being achieved by this fall. However, there are still some very big items of contention left to iron out, including some automobile trade terms, as well as a sunset clause that the U.S. wants to see included in NAFTA. It would allow the agreement to be revoked after 5 years. More than $800,000 has been raised for the Coleman family of Indiana. They were the focus of attention for the nation and the world last week after 9 members of the Coleman family died in the duck boat tragedy near Branson, Missouri. But the funds are coming in to 3 separate accounts, these GoFundMe accounts, with different beneficiaries. The Kansas City Star reports more than $700,000 of the $800,000 would be designated for only one survivor, Tia Coleman. She lost her husband, Glenn, and children, Reese, Evan, and Aria, in that disaster last week. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.